You're listening to Shalom Australia on SBS Radio with Nitza Lowenstein. And SBS is set to conduct public consultation on the criteria proposed for its radio services review. It started last Monday, 14th November. It will run through December 11th. And audiences, communities and stakeholders will have the chance to offer input on the audio and language content. And SBS has committed to reviewing and updating its radio schedule every 5 years. Content manager Mark Cummins says programming must evolve to ensure SBS reflects the needs of culturally and linguistically diverse communities across the country. Mr. Cummins says the review will include criteria intended to help guide languages programming.
These criteria are going to be used with the 2016 census data that will be released next year to determine which languages are provided by SBS radio services. So the way that those services will be delivered will be determined on the results of the census that we'll get, and then we'll take into account the changes in audience listening habits, but we'll also, of course, take into account the feedback that we get from this public consultation. We'll look through all of that and understand what the community is saying about what they want from SBS.
Mr. Cummins says he expects to receive broad community feedback.
After having run the process in 2012, we're pretty confident that communities and organisations in particular will understand what this process is about and how important it is to feed into it, because it really is a really important time for communities to let us understand what they need and what they want.
The last review of SBS radio services was conducted over 2012-13, the first major review in 18 years. That led to a new radio schedule with 74 languages, including 6 new languages from Asia and Africa. Malamayam, Hamang and Pashto were brought in, along with 3 new African languages, Dinka, Swahili and Tigniya. Mark Cummins says expanding the number of language groups has been exceptionally meaningful.
Someone's language, it can be Dinka, it can be Tigrinya, it could be Hmong, these languages that, or Kurdish, for example, you know, languages in particular that don't have a country, a home country, and don't have a national broadcaster. The symbol value of us being able to do news information about life in Australia, but also news information about what's going on in the world, is a huge thing for communities to understand that my language counts. I have a place at the table of democracy.
And Federation of African Communities Councils in Australia Vice President Edward Solo says including the African languages has been significant. He says it helps ensure inclusion, participation and social cohesion. Mr. Solo says language allows groups to become empowered.
If you want somebody to be much more involved and productive and contribute, you know, much more positively, then you must be able to empower them to be able to actually do for themselves what others profess to do for them. So I think that is a very significant step, and that's something that I commend.
And Center for Multicultural Youth Chief Executive Carmel Guara says that the 2012-13 revamp was an important step.
Because SBS is often the gateway for many of the new communities to engage with Australian society, so it has to be reflective and at the forefront of communicating with those communities, and particularly if it wants to communicate with young people, who constitute really the largest proportion of new arrivals, as in young, you know, under 30, under 40, you have to be utilising digital platforms as well.
Carmel Guara says that SBS is well recognised as a vehicle to help with integration.
Engaging, speaking to young people, giving them a platform to talk to each other but also to their own communities and elders and parents is really important way of helping the community move into the Australian society. So I think that SBS can play a really important role in doing that.
And Mark Cummins says he recognises the importance of a broader audience, including younger listeners.
over this past 5 years, the changes that we've made at SBS Radio with regards to what platforms we're on, and that, in for the most part, it's been really embracing digital platforms, social media in particular. And in doing that, we've found a whole new audience and a much younger audience who are happily now aware that we exist and are engaging with us on a day-to-day basis. So we are looking forward to hearing from those communities, and particularly those younger listeners who perhaps are not engaging with linear radio, but are engaging with us on our social media and digital platforms. So I think that's a really exciting part of what we're about to do.
An Ethnic Communities Councils of Victoria chairman, Eddie Mikalev, says he will be encouraging people to express their thoughts throughout the consultation process. He says SBS needs to reflect the overall position and requirements of diverse communities.
I think it is good that the SBS has these reviews from time to time. And I also think I won't put it in the terms of winners and losers, but some communities have to reflect or accept the reality that their needs have to be balanced with the needs of newer and emerging communities, and those sort of issues need to be taken very much into account. So I'd say, look, even though there was some criticism of the last review, I think that reviews are very necessary from time to time.
Edward Soler says he also believes the African community will be keen to be involved in the consultation.
This is a very interesting and important subject to us as we consider designing programs that will help our people to settle, integrate better in the society and make meaningful contributions. We look forward to having a good number of African involvement and participation, being able to contribute to the best outcome for the consultation.
And we hope there will be also your participations in the consultation process. SBS will run both English and translated recorded notifications to inform audiences of the SBS Radio Services review and the public consultation process. The selection criteria is due to be finalized in March 2017, which is a new month's time, with a new schedule to be launched before the end of 2017. And the draft selection criteria was published on Monday, last Monday, 14th November. And feedback can be left via sbs.com.au/consultation. Go to the website, click sbs.com.au/consultation and express your opinion about the criteria and what is to include in the new criteria.